also, I want to let everyone know that today's topic is PG-13. What does that mean? It means it's going to be a little spicy, but not that spicy. Let's just say if you drive on Interstate 84, you'll probably see more things on the billboards. Or if you are ever scrolling on Instagram, you're going to see things a lot worse. If you've watched anything on Netflix or TV news, it's going to be a lot more sexualized than whatever I'm going to share with you. But I do want to let people know that in case they have children and they don't want them hearing this. Because I'm going to be a little bit, I'm basically going to talk about what the Bible talks about. And so that's what's important, okay? You guys all good with that? Because I don't want anyone like running out of here real quick with their kids holding their head. Oh my God! So that's not going to happen, okay? Hey, a couple of the things I want to mention to you. I find stories kind of funny. And I heard about a pastor who was an abolitionist, in other words, to alcohol. He was just thought no alcohol whatsoever. He was against it. He even said that Jesus did not drink wine. It was grape juice, one of those type of pastors. And they were very charismatic and very loud. And he was preaching up a storm. And he said, if I had all the wine in the world, I would throw it in the river. Amen, Pastor. Amen. If I had all the beer in the world of Germany, I'd throw it in the river. Amen. Preach it, preach it. If I had all the White Claw in the world, that's still alcohol, I would throw it in the river. Amen, amen, amen. He gets done and talks about wine, and he sits down, and all of a sudden the worship leader comes up and says, would you please turn to page 365, shall we gather at the river? A lot of people talk about sexuality. I can't believe they talk about it in church. And we get all upset and all that. But the truth of the matter is we're all joining at the river. The truth of the matter is we're a very sexualized culture, and it has always been that way. And sex is not a dirty thing. In fact, God made it. But it's the most prolific and the most personal and the most damaging thing that can happen in humanity when it is functioning in the wrong way and is dysfunctional.